Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Angela Merkel has won a fourth term as Germany's chancellor in a federal election where the outcome seemed inevitable since the start of the campaigning 3 months ago. Merkel's ruling Christian Democrats got a lower share of the vote than predicted, and Germany's far-right Alternative for Germany party surged, securing a bigger vote than most pollsters had forecast. Peter Maciejczak is head of the political analysis at the Berlin-based Forsa Institute.
The complaint we are facing boring campaigns is very old. If you look at 1976, we already had this complaint. And I do not think that there is a longing among the electorate for debates like Trump versus Clinton or the debates between Le Pen and Macron in France. I think people in Germany, as far as we see, are more consensus-oriented and would not really appreciate negative campaigning.
AfD co-leader Iles Vivel said millions of voters entrusted them with the task of constructive opposition work, Merkel joining predecessors Helmut Kohl, Konrad Adenauer as the only post-war chancellors to win four terms. Travelers to the United States from Chad, Iran, Libya, North Korea, Somalia, Syria, Venezuela, and Yemen will now face new restrictions under a revised travel ban. An order that has just been signed by President Trump, U.S. officials say these countries refuse to share information about terrorism and other issues with Washington. U.S. says it's carried out a half dozen airstrikes on a suspected Islamic State desert camp in Libya, killing 17 militants. Military says the camp is located about 240 kilometers southeast of Sirte, a northern coastal city in an IS stronghold. This is VOA News. Polls are open in Iraqi Kurdistan, where Masoud Barzani, the regional president, has urged voters to go to the polls in a referendum on independence from Iraq. He said the vote is not for drawing the borders for Kurdistan, but to start the process of dialogue with Baghdad. James Jeffrey, a distinguished fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy and a former diplomat, said the vote is a political crisis for Iraq.
The proximate cause of the crisis is Masoud Barzani's desire to go ahead not only with an independence vote, they did one back in 2005 when I was in Iraq, but rather to include disputed areas, particularly the area around oil-rich Kirkuk.
Central government in Baghdad has asked the Kurdish region to hand over control of the border post and airports, called on other countries to refrain from importing Kurdish oil. Iran announced that it had stopped all flights to the Kurdish region. Barzani has tried to reassure regional powers and the rest of the world the referendum will not destabilize the region. Russian Defense Ministry has announced one of its military leaders was killed. It happened in fighting the Islamic State in Syria. General Valery Osipov was serving as an advisor to Syrian government troops in the operation of the liberation of the city Deir ez-Zor. A suicide bomber has struck a NATO convoy in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, wounding at least three people. Taliban insurgency took credit for plotting that attack. Its spokesman claimed a convoy of American military was targeted, destroying several vehicles and inflicting heavy casualties. Search and rescue teams in Mexico continuing to look for all the rubble for survivors there after a third powerful earthquake rocked Mexico over the weekend. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto spoke to the people about the help that he's offering them, those affected by the three earthquakes.
In addition to the temporary employment support, we are going to give to the affected persons, if they want, the work of self-construction. In addition to the economic support we're bringing there with the cards we are going to distribute.
And as of late Sunday, the death toll had stood at 319 for those three earthquakes. Hurricane Maria, which ravaged the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico last week, is growing weaker as it moves north into the Atlantic. But the U.S. National Hurricane Center, the storm could still cause surf and rip currents along the U.S. East Coast. In addition to Puerto Rico, the storm lashed other Caribbean islands. 14 people alone died in Dominica. Also affected there are three deaths in Haiti, two deaths in Guadeloupe, and one in the Dominican Republic. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.